secret. Don't even know what it is. Sorry. Oh. Excuse me. Sorry. Interruption. Because what?
I said there's a thousand reasons why.
There's a thousand. Between people. We have a lot of wars, but they just...
They're not violent.
Not like... They'd always be perfect, but I like it because they show that they're people just like us, right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, it's up on the screen, thanks to Aiden. thank you. I forgot to turn those on. Would you please read that in? There's two more scriptures. Go ahead.
So that you would bear with me in a little faith, and indeed you be bear with me.
All right. Paul. Jesse, can you read that?
For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have trod you to one reason that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Chaste.
I've heard chaste. I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's weird. I know, but English, it's not my, it's my third language. So, definition of jealousy. Ooh. You, everybody knows it, but it's
important. I want something other people have, but I don't. And I get mad at them for it. You have the new Xbox, huh?
Exactly.
It's just like that.
Just like somebody tries to pick up on your spouse and you get jealous, is that a sin?
Yes.
Yes, yes. It might be a misunderstanding, but it's not the same. It's not a sin. Per se, because it's not jealous because you want something somebody else has. You know, you have a relationship with your spouse, right? We have a relationship, or I have a relationship with my spouse. And we promise to be faithful to each other, right? So there's that relationship. And I'm the only one allowed to pick up on Michelle. Use pickup lines on Michelle. Nobody else is, right? So if I get mad because somebody's trying to take her away from me, is that sin? It's not really sin. It's weird because it's the same word, same jealousy, but it's a little bit different, right? In Exodus 20, 4 through 5, Lana, I'll be up there in a second. Isn't it up there? There it is.
Yes. You shall not make for yourself carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
So it says God is a jealous God. God doesn't sin, does he? He doesn't sin. You know, if we have a relationship with God and somebody comes and tries to deceive us and take us away from God, God's going to be very angry with that person. Right? He's going to be mad at that person. And that's the kind of jealousy Paul's talking about. You know, he said that he has a godly jealousy towards them. In Paul's culture, when a father of the bride, it's his job. So Paul is telling the Corinthians he feels like that father of the bride. He feels like that father to them, where the Corinthians are the bride. He has just come. Well, he's come in relationship with Christ to them. And now a third party comes in. A third party wants to be unfaithful. No, Paul is jealous at this point. He's jealous of that. You know, the Corinthians were promised to somebody else. Promise. Right? Verses 3 through 4 in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Aiden, can you read that?
But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupt from the simplistic that is in Christ. For he who comes preaches another Jesus.
The good thing about the Corinthians is was they wanted to be taught about Jesus. It seems like it stopped,
yeah,
did it? Right. I don't think it does. I think, yeah. For if he had come preaching another Jesus whom we have not preached, or he had received a different spirit which we have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. The good thing of the
you just realized.
No, it was in
sometimes. Right. The good thing, like I said, he wants you to give me your debit card. Right? What?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Is that the same Jesus talking about? Is that the same spirit?
Is the spirit talking to me? Is the spirit telling me? Oh, yeah.
It's fine. But,
it's not what you said.
You know, it's not me or leading you. Is it the same God? Does it coincide or does it line up with the gospel? We need to righteously judge what people tell us. The Corinthians would allow these false apostles to sit around. They were putting up with it. But they were keeping up with people telling lies. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 5 through 6. Jesse?
For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles. Even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things.
So Paul is not feeling less than, right? Less than compared to these super duper apostles, right? These eminent apostles. Again, Paul being a little snarky on that. I feel like he's just like, little digs. Paul says he's untrained in speech. So what he's talking about there, some of them really speak well. They can say, or they can make the best sounding argument in the world. However, the best sounding lie is still untrue, right? I've always liked there's this saying, I find it very true, but there is a lot of people who could preach better than me, but there's no better gospel that I could preach. I mean, there's a ton of people and they do a lot better job do a lot better matter. You know, if you're preaching this gospel, this is the best gospel to be preaching. Fancy words are great. I love fancy words. As long as they're true. As long as they're true. Paul told them straight to the point. That's how Paul did it. You know, he wasn't there for entertainment value. You know, he wanted to pass on his knowledge. You know, and he confirms with them, is like, I've been with you for everything, every step of the way. I've been there with you. Verses 7 and 9. Lana? 7 through 9.
I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you. And when I was present with you and in need, I was a burden to no one. For what I lacked, the brethren who came from Macedonia supplied. And in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so I will keep myself.
No, it is. Yeah, I will keep myself. Human nature is kind of a funny thing, isn't it? Somewhat. You know, if we want free stuff, don't you want free stuff? It's nice to have free stuff, right?
Yeah.
But yet sometimes if we get free stuff, we start to wonder, well, does it have any value? Or does it have any meaning? It was free, and they just gave it to me. You know, have you ever thought about that like that? Is, you know, one of the complaints from some of the Corinthians, I'm sure it wasn't all of them, because they probably just like free stuff, was that Paul never asked for money. It's kind of weird to think about. Is that a complaint? Really?
About not charging.
Right. But it was kind of... Right. It's like, is this a good tutor? Why are you free? But that's our human nature is, you know, but Paul wasn't... He wanted to show integrity. He wanted to show that he wasn't about the $20, right? But yet they still complained. Verses 10 through 11 in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Aiden. Paul loves the Corinthians, and he didn't want to burden them with his needs, right? Yet he was burdened with their needs. We see Paul again, you know, he says something obviously won't think it. Do I not? Do I not love you? Come on. Love the Corinthians. Verse 12. Jesse?
But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast.
Alright. So Paul wasn't going to change to make people feel warm and fuzzy. You know, these false apostles, they might be taking advantage of people, but Paul wasn't going to change and take advantage of those in need. You know, he wasn't going to change and lift himself up so lowly. He wasn't going to change for that. You know, he wasn't going to quit. He wasn't going to run away just because he had a little bit of trouble. You know, he was going to double down. He was going to stick it out, not change, and even be non-movable. Verses 13 through 15 in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. Lina?
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
So darkness and light, right? Those are metaphors throughout the Bible. They mean blindness and sight? No, they mean what? Evil
and good,
right? Obviously, darkness is good, right?
What? No.
No? Oh, okay. So typically, people, they don't get deceived with things they think are good, do they? No, they get deceived by things they think are good. You know, they don't get deceived, you know, because they know something's bad. They don't get deceived on that because they know it's bad. You know, they get deceived because they think it's good, and it's not. Satan is the great liar, right? And he wants to do everything in his power to trick us. You know, disguise or masquerade as anything to get his way. That means an angel of light. You know, who's going to question the angel of light? Oh! Right? And that's how he comes to you. In Isaiah chapter 8, 20 to 21, Aiden?
Consult God's instructions and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of the dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking will curse their king and their God.
Darkness is a result of attempting to find the truth without God's word. Sadly, as Isaiah said, when people don't have the true light, light of the dawn, you know, God's light, they wander around in darkness. They become hungry and angry, right? A little cranky. Often that anger is directed towards God, and they refuse to come to him for help. The one what could help, they refuse to come to him. This is why the devil likes to deceive people. Because it's an effective weapon for him. So if they both look like light, because God's goodness looks like light, And the devil can masquerade or disguise himself as light. How can we discern between the two? That's the question, right? In Psalms 119, verse 105, Jesse?
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
I remember this verse when we taught little kids. There's that song, you know, light to my path. Or, I can't remember how it goes. But what is the lamp? Jesse, do you know? Your word is a lamp. The word of God is the lamp, right? And the lamp is what shows the light, what guides our feet. So it's God's word. And then in Psalms 119, verse 130,
the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
He's not trying to be mean, but we are simple.
No, I am very simple.
As I drop these, these? These are divining rods. Has anybody ever heard of a divining rod? Anyone at all? Oh, really? You used them at work? So, and then you hold it lightly, you're not trying to, but obviously, it seems like magic or whatever, but obviously there's something like it. I've seen these things work to find water pipes. And that's what they're supposed to do, find water. But obviously it's that somebody actually. Or is it just, or does it just do it?
It just do it. These are like really, where'd you get these from? Because they're like,
I made those. Really, I just made them with the,
I didn't think they would work if I had a magnetized.
No, they're just pieces of copper.
Yeah.
And there's different things where it goes. That's divining. Now, there's people who twist this. There's people who twist this and make it seem like, oh, maybe it has more power. But, like I said, I've seen it. For some reason, there's magnetics, whatever, there's science behind it. I'm not trying to build a religion on those divining rods. Right? I just know what it can do and what it can't do. To find God's light, we know what to do for sure, is draw close to God by knowing His Word. Let those be your divining rods. You know, because we need to test things to find out what's under the surface. Because we don't want to be deceived by something coming up later. You know, talk with God and know the gospel. Aiden, can you close us in prayer?
Amen.
Thank you. Again, you hit stop on the...